With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You're on Team Human, Conscious Intervention in the Machine. Here's a preview of this week's bonus content. It's a panel I was on during September's Unfinished Live at the Shed in New York City, entitled A Better Web is Possible. How do we make it happen? Team Human patrons received $200 tickets to the Unfinished Live for free, and it was just one of the many perks of becoming a teammate. You can become a contributing member of the team today for as little as $2 a month to receive access to our community Discord and help keep our audio engineer fed. We've got lots of live events and other perks, so please do consider becoming a supporting member of the team. Just visit patreon.com/teamhuman or go to teamhuman.fm and click on support. I think the easiest way to think about Web 3.0, just the easiest, is what we used to call like Napster and Tor networks and LimeWire. You know, just a where your stuff, where the data is kind of distributed amongst all these little seeding peers rather than sitting on big servers. And there's lots of possibilities for other kinds of distributed software and distributed authentication once you do that. Once you have that, you can do things like blockchain and file sharing and surveillance-free interaction and user ownership. You know, it's all sort of predicated on that.
Divya?
Yeah, I think it's interesting that we seem to have drawn a bright line between what is Web 2 and what is Web 3, when in reality, a similar sort of set of groups and institutions really shape the digital space regardless, right? And so I think what we need to do is take those institutions and groups at face value and recognize that we're not, you know, the title of our panel is A Better Web is Possible. I think a better web is possible. I think we're not going to get it unless we incorporate a meaningfully different, you know, group of people, if we don't use meaningfully different structures of power than we did before. We're not going to transition without really reckoning with those foundations, right? And so I don't think we can technologically disrupt our way to a better web, to a different Web 3, but we certainly can get there if we're willing to reckon with those structures of power. And I think, you know, there is an interaction backwards between the tech structures we use and how power is distributed. So it's possible that certain kinds of decentralization lead to decentralization of power. It's possible that certain kinds of decentralization don't. And it's our job to figure out, you know, when we're talking about decentralization, is it a network architecture question? Is it an ownership question? Is it a voice question? And I'm much more interested, I guess, in the latter than the former, but recognize that one can lead to the other.
I feel like this is keying it right up for you.
Yes. First, I hope everybody can appreciate that Zoom really helped us have Trent's groups in front of us. So yeah. I have my paper in front of me. I want to take a step back because yesterday, I think there was a raise of hands where we asked how many people knew about the information that we would be discussing, how many people didn't. And I had to figure out what Web 1.0 was considered yesterday and throughout the week as I studied for this. And I wanted to highlight that Web 1.0, according to Tim Berners, can be looked at and as read, right? Web 2.0 can be considered read-write. And I think the way that we are potentially looking at Web 3.0 is read, write, and execute. And I think that that is possible, and there's a lot of potential around that, and there are many, many nuances, as I think we can all agree on around this. But for me, the way that I see Web 3.0, it's more existential. And I think I see Web 3.0 as being something that is non-exploitative. It is secure and private and gives people true ownership of their data and doesn't thrive on ego. I think that is one of the biggest problems that we have of the web today.
So I'm curious, given that your work focuses very much on how communities respond to the web, when we're talking about things like what Divya just mentioned around a non-exploitative web or thinking about how we engage in alternate forms of governance, what are the ways in which you're seeing communities respond to the current web today? And what are you seeing with your research around what people actually want as the baseline for thinking about what could be designed or built, as opposed to starting from this position of the tech is really cool, I have a beautiful, elegant protocol, then let's like retroactively apply humans around it?
Yeah, that's a really great question. I think what we're noticing this past year, we spent a lot of time talking one-on-one to folks from our community, and our community being people that range from the ages of 18 to 35, are people of color representing marginalized communities. And it seems like they're trying to figure out a lot of the contradictions that exist in how we look at the web, we look at our relationship with the internet, and really understand what it all means. That's the biggest piece, is that people, at least that I represent here today, have no idea about the depth and the layers of what's truly happening when it comes to our data, our interaction with the internet, and the possible future. So as far as governance and any, the conclusions that folks have come to, I think they want to feel included in the way that we are building new technologies. And I think that starts with being made aware and having access to this information in simple language. I'll give an example, right? We talk about phishing a lot, and phishing is it's a scam, it's a risk, it's how people get exploited on the internet. And if you look up phishing as a definition on the internet, they use the word purporting. I still have no idea what the word purporting means, and I don't know that that is a simple language definition. And my North Star is, if my Baba Ghulam doesn't understand a word, then that means that it's not accessible. And so for our community and the people that we're working with, accessibility, education, and then being allowed to give input into the processes is what is most important to them, I would say.
Right, and decentralization doesn't necessarily have anything to do with that, right? Decentralization, on the one hand, oh yeah, it sounds good, but on the other hand, it's kind of this techno-libertarian wet dream, right? of getting away from the original kind of government-owned collective internet into individual freedom. But once you're an individual, you're just ripe for the slaughter, right? You're no longer empowered. You're made distinct from that thing that Maggie Thatcher hated called society, right? Society doesn't exist. We're just individuals, and the blockchain allows us to realize that almost Hayekian dream of what automated catalaxy, right? For the ultimate market fluidity to finally run society the way a market would. And that's not civics. You know, that's something else. That's your sneak peek of the panel I did at the Unfinished Festival at the Shed, A Better Web is Possible. If you want to hear the whole thing, you can become a member of Team Human by going to teamhuman.fm and clicking on support. You'll get all sorts of stuff, access to the archives, conversations from the vault with friends like Harvey Pekar, Terrence McKenna, Timothy Leary, Joanna Harcourt Smith. You can join Team Human by going to teamhuman.fm and clicking on support. In addition to full access to this bonus content, you'll be invited to live events, our Discord channel, and our Team Human audio salons. See you soon.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.